Good morning for Monday, November 16th, 2009. This is Brian Madden. Today we're talking about something which I think might also be a controversial topic, namely, is VDI finally cheaper than traditional PCs when we're talking about CapEx? So one of the promises of VDI has always been that it's cheaper than traditional PCs. Actually, that's a promise of server-based computing in general, I guess, not just VDI. But anyone who's looked into this really quickly learns there's sort of two kinds of cheaper. There's cheaper to buy, also known as capital expenditures, or just CapEx, and then there's cheaper to operate, or OpEx. VDI has always been the latter. In other words, VDI was sold as being cheaper to own, cheaper to maintain, and cheaper to operate when compared to traditional PCs. The upfront purchase cost was definitely not cheaper than traditional PCs, and in many cases, VDI was actually more expensive. Of course, there are a lot of reasons that people use VDI. I mean, sure, some folks are purely cost-driven and just want the cheapest solution possible, but others choose VDI for one of the other benefits, like there's enhanced security or there's better performance with multi-tiered application. So for them, the cost doesn't matter. For them who choose one of the other reasons to use VDI, if it's cheaper, that's great, but that's not why they bought it in the first place. But I think it's fair to say the general consensus of the industry over the past few years has been that the savings associated with VDI comes in the form of lower OpEx, not lower CapEx. So all that said, you can imagine my surprise when I heard a customer on a panel at an event I was at last month. He was saying that he was thinking about VDI for CapEx savings. And I think, my reaction, the whole audience reaction was like, dude, are you sure? He says, look, I have 400 users who each get a new $800 desktop every 4 years. So that's $320,000 in desktop hardware alone. If I can build a VDI solution for less than $320,000, which reuses the existing desktops, then I've come out ahead just looking at CapEx. Of course, then you throw in the OpEx savings I can get, like from easier patching and, you know, a reduced need to drive out to all the locations and fix desktops. And the decision for me really becomes a no-brainer. And I'll have to tell you, I think he makes a good point. Now, as we're talking about this, I guess, it's important to clarify that we need to make sure that people don't just switch to VDI because it could be cheaper to acquire than traditional PCs. VDI absolutely has its very specific use cases as well as some very specific limitations. So having a solution that's cheaper but that doesn't meet the business requirements absolutely does not make sense. I mean, if it did, we would all use pens and paper instead of computers, right? They're cheaper, but they don't meet the needs. But so in the case of that customer who's on that panel I was talking about, he's already a Microsoft virtualization user. He actually has no VMware in his environment. He's got just two XenApp servers. But about 80% of his production servers are actually running on the first version of Hyper-V. So he's just thinking about using Microsoft's VDI bundle, which he can get for $21 per year per desktop. And in his case, he's looking for a fairly simple environment, looking at persistent images. That's the one-to-one image, for each user to have their own image. So in his case, is this just an isolated case of him being crazy? I mean, this is something that I heard about a month ago. And like I said, I just kind of filed it away in my brain into sort of the interesting category and maybe plan to revisit it at some point in the future. But then last week, now VMware released version 4 of their Vue software, and again, they were talking about these lower CapEx, these lower acquisition costs. So the numbers that VMware is throwing out is they say, look, traditional PCs are somewhere in the $600 to $800 range by the time you add in the PC and the management software and the back end and everything you need. And they believe that Vue 4 on vSphere 4 with modern hardware is about $750 for the whole system per user. Now, they have some reference architectures that they claim this number is based on. I haven't actually seen those yet. So I'm not trying to, you know, pick apart their numbers bit by bit. I'm just more kind of saying that, look, there's another kind of player in this conversation who's starting to say, you know, maybe there is actually a CapEx savings for VDI. So, of course, everyone's situation is different, and how many users a certain piece of hardware can support is going to vary dramatically based on your application loads and your protocol requirements and all sorts of stuff. But then again, I guess one could say the same is true for traditional desktop users. You know, can your traditional users use a $300 desktop, or do they need a $1,500 desktop? That just also sort of depends on what their specific situation is. So all that said, I mean, what do you think? Is this true? Is there something that we're forgetting? Do you think we are to the point where we can start thinking about VDI as potentially being less cost upfront to acquire, in addition to being less to maintain? And again, as you're thinking about this, I just want to stress that I'm not trying to say we can ignore the other aspects of VDI. So I'm not trying to say that we go to VDI just because maybe it's cheaper, because there's so much more that goes into it. But in the context of sort of evaluating VDI versus traditional PCs, I wonder now if we are to a point where the acquisition costs might not be as much of a determining factor to go one way or the other, where we will be close enough that it won't matter, and people can look at VDI for its merits. So that said, I look forward to a very lively conversation and debate about this. As always, check out brianmadden.com. I'll mention one thing that I mentioned last week also, is that we do have the dates for BriForum 2010. We don't know the location yet. Pretty sure it's going to be in Chicago at a different venue than last year, but it's going to be June 22nd to 24th, 2010. So thanks for listening today. Happy Monday, and we'll continue the conversation tomorrow.